Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. If you're ever in town, we would love for you to visit us at one of our many church locations in Melbourne and Sydney, Australia, Cape Town, South Africa, Singapore, and Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. For more information about any of our church locations, head to planetshakers.com. Now to this week's podcast.
You know, at the moment, my two older girls are playing netball. And I'll be honest with you, growing up here, I didn't care much about netball at all. Hardly cared about netball, played basketball. But the two older ones this year, they decided to start playing netball. My oldest one is 9 and the second one is 7. And I've been coming along for the games, cheering them on. And one thing I love is on our way to a game, just kind of giving the pep talk in the car, you know. We are winners in our family. We don't like losing. We believe in winning. So I'm like, girls, today you stay focused, don't wander, don't look around. And it's quite interesting watching little girls playing netball, because they'll be standing there looking around, wondering, looking at you, waving, smiling. And I gotta not take myself so serious, because I sometimes get stuck into it. I don't want to be one of those parents who's just pushing and pushing. But one thing I like to tell them is that, hey, when we step out on the court, we believe that we're gonna win. It doesn't matter what the opposition is, doesn't matter what the team looks like on the other side, how experienced they are. When we step out on the court, we are going to win. We believe that we have a winning mentality. As we step out there, we're going knowing that victory is certain. How many of you know that God wants us to wake up every day with a mentality that says, hey, today I am going to win. It doesn't matter whether it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or any other day in between. When I get up in the morning, I believe that I am called to win. Certain victory is mine. See, that's the attitude that God wants us to have. And that's the attitude that God wanted the children of Israel to have. Today we're going to read in the book of Numbers. And the area we're going to read is when the children of Israel were just on the verge of crossing over into the promised land. God had rescued them from Egypt, had conquered the entire Egyptian army, and they were on the verge of stepping into their promised land that he had promised them for generations and generations. Moses decided to send out 12 spies representing every single tribe of Israel. And out of the 12 spies, only 2 came back with a positive report. And we read this in Numbers 13, verse 27 to 33, it says, this was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's the kind of fruit it produces. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. He said, let's go at once and take the land. He said, we can certainly conquer it. But the other man who had explored the land with him disagreed. We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are. So they spread the bad reports about the land amongst the Israelites. The land we traveled through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw, they were huge. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, we felt like grasshoppers. And that's what they thought too. Now, needless to say, God was not pleased with this report. The Israelites had seen God go above and beyond to rescue them, perform miracle after miracle, sign after sign, to show his goodness, to show them his power. And yet, when they're on the verge of taking what was rightfully theirs, they doubted, they feared, except 2 men, Joshua and Caleb. You know, we heard a lot about Joshua, and we've been hearing a lot about him over the last few months since the word of victory was declared. Today, I just want us to just take a moment to examine Brother Caleb. I like Brother Caleb. He's the type of dude that you want on your team. He's got a winning mentality. He's like, look, we can certainly do it. Let's go up now and take it. That's the attitude that I want us to adopt as Planet Shakers. That's the attitude we need to have. That's, hey, we can certainly do it. It doesn't matter what the opposition looks like. We can certainly take it. It is ours. Victory is mine. Certain victory is mine. See, one thing about Caleb is that he had a different spirit, a different attitude. It says this in Numbers 14, but my servant Caleb has a different attitude than the others. He has remained loyal to me, so I'll bring him into the land he explored. His descendants will possess their full share of that land. See, what I believe set Caleb apart from everyone else is that he had a different spirit, a different attitude. He had a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude is the ability to be thankful in all circumstances, regardless whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley or anywhere in between. When you have a thankful attitude, you begin to have an abundance mindset. Turn to your neighbor and say, abundance mindset. So an abundance mindset is a perspective or belief that there are ample opportunities and resources and possibilities available to us. It involves focusing on the abundance rather than the scarcity. You know, sometimes we let the things that we see with our natural eyes dictate what we actually believe in our heart, dictate our reason to be thankful. See, Caleb was thankful because he saw God come through time and time again. And because of that attitude, he knew that God is faithful to do it. He's promised this land to us. So I can thank him in advance. Caleb was that type of dude who was able to put a praise on it before he saw it. I wonder, are there any people here who are ready to put a praise on it before you see what you're believing for? Can you praise God for the breakthrough that you need to see in advance before you actually see it in the natural? Can you see it deep inside? Can you believe for that healing? Man, how amazing was that testimony on Planet Shakers News, yeah? Cancer gone. Not only that, she even got a PR as well. Yeah, talk about double portion. Wow. But she believed before she saw it. She was thankful for it before she saw it. You see, the opposite of having an abundance mindset is a poverty mindset. See, a poverty mindset is characterized by belief in limited resource, fear of lacking or missing out, and a sense of competition or comparison. They compared themselves to the giants and they saw themselves as small as grasshoppers. God has not called us to compare ourselves with anybody. You are an individual, uniquely created. He's got a purpose and a plan for you. See, comparison steals joy. It steals your ability to really embrace who God has created you to be. When you understand the greatness that you carry, you've got no reason to compare yourself to anybody. See, thankfulness unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have to enough and even more than enough. See, when Jesus fed the 5,000, he took 5 loaves and 2 fish from the young boy and he gave thanks. And they multiplied that meal into a feast enough to feed 5,000 people. When you have a sense of thankfulness, you're able to make sense of the past. You're able to enjoy today and have a vision for tomorrow. See, Caleb had a vision for tomorrow because he knew how faithful God was. And gratitude allows you to step into a place where you can believe and have faith. See, Caleb believed. The other 10 feared. He had faith. The other 10 had fear. Because of his belief, his faith, he understood the greatness that was within him. See, the devil loves to minimize the greatness that we carry. He loves to make us think of ourselves as small as grasshoppers. He loves to intimidate, to manipulate our thinking and manipulate the way we see God and how we see ourselves. So Caleb saw himself as victorious. He understood the greatness within him. He didn't allow fear to stand in the way to paralyze him. See, fear will paralyze you. It'll make you wander around in the wilderness. Fear will stop you from doing the impossible, but also stop you from doing what you can. So fear and procrastination are easily connected. Some of the things that we procrastinate in life is not just laziness, it's fear. God has not called us to be fearful people. He's called us to be people of faith. And sometimes we've got to encourage one another. We've got to motivate one another. Hey, listen, don't be fearful. Don't be lazy. Come on, you can do it. You can move back. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. It is yours. Step forward. Encourage and push each other. I can only imagine Joshua and Caleb just encouraging one another. This is why church is important. This is why it's good to be part of a winning team. This is why it's good to go to Urban Life, because you encourage one another. Hey, you can do it. Yeah, we see what the other 10 have said, but we know what we saw. We know what our God did. We believe it. God did it and God can do it again. So we're going to step in with confidence. We encourage one another. See, fear of failure will rob you from enjoying life. A man who's afraid of failure will never really win. Anyone who's afraid of death will never really live. You can't talk about victory and be afraid of failure. See, we're all going to fail. We're all going to stumble. But how we respond matters. God is calling us to keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. As long as you're still standing, you can walk. As long as you're still breathing, you can dream. As long as you wake up every single morning, you can believe for the impossible. See, my kids love Sing. Who's watched Sing before? It's like a kid's movie. And every now and then they're always singing, I'm still standing. Yeah. Like, all right. I just love the lyrics in that song that, hey, you got to believe. As long as you're still standing, yeah, it doesn't matter whether you failed yesterday. It doesn't matter where you stumbled yesterday. It doesn't matter what anyone said to you. It doesn't matter what opposition you're facing. Hey, you are still standing, so you got every reason to praise God. You got every reason to dream. You got every reason to move forward. You got every reason to believe that victory is yours. We know what the doctor said, but God declared that by His stripes, you are healed. No reason to hold back. Philippians chapter 4, 13 says this in the Amplified. I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence. Come on, can I get an amen for that? Through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not your strength, it's His strength. See, what I love about that, it puts us all on an equal playing field. We all carry the same greatness. We all carry the same possibility in our spirit. See, all these 12 spies attended the same church. They were there at the 11:30 service. They heard the same message. They heard, this is the year of victory. Yeah! They all heard the same thing. They all saw the same miracles. They all watched Planet Shakers news and heard the same testimony. But only two truly believed. Only two truly believed. So there is no excuse. So God is not a respecter of men. God loves us all equally. Not for what we do, but because of who we are. So there's none greater just because. It's all about our revelation. Are you ready to really say, Holy Spirit, give me that revelation to see the way you want me to see. To believe the way you want me to believe. See, the good thing about Caleb is that he had insight. He saw the land. as the possession that God had promised his people. He saw Hebron as his own inheritance. He saw it. He saw it in his spirit. There are things that you are believing for. You need to see them and really receive them before you see them with your natural eyes. See, our natural eyes gives us the ability to see what's happening on this realm. But there's a realm beyond this realm that you need to believe that God, I see beyond that. It's called spiritual insight. When you start asking God for spiritual insight, you begin to live in victory on a daily basis. You're not waiting for things to happen for you to feel good. You're not dictated by your feelings, but you believe it deep down in your heart. Spiritual insight gives us the ability to see beyond the temporal, to embrace an eternal perspective. See, God is not limited by time. God is not limited by resource. God is not limited by what you know. God is not limited by what you have in your bank account. God is not limited by your upbringing. God is not limited whether you can speak English or not. God is not limited. There's no limit with God. God is the definition of abundance. He is the Alpha and Omega. He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He knows the plan that he has for you. Plans for good and not for evil. He's seen your shortcomings. He's seen you stumble, and that has not fazed him at all. He's not fazed by your sin. He's not fazed by your mistakes. He believes in you. So man, the least you can do is believe in yourself. That's the very least you can do is believe in yourself. If he can believe in me, man, I better believe in me. If he can believe that I'm great, man, what excuse do I have? If he believes that I can do it, then what? How can I limit what God has said? He knows me better than I know myself. So why am I limiting myself? Why am I holding myself back? Sometimes the slave mentality holds us back. 400 years of slavery can do that to you. But in a moment, God can break that off. But the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe in certain victory? Do you believe that you can do the impossible? So Caleb saw Hebron inside. He believed, he had insight, spiritual insight. It says this in 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 10 to 12. But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received, turn to your neighbor and say, received. Received, come on, say it with some faith. Received God's Spirit, not the world's Spirit. So we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. You know, when you open up yourself to the possibility of the Holy Spirit giving you insight, you receive what God has given you. Because of their unbelief, the children of Israel wandered another 40 years in the desert. They didn't cross over into the promised land until 40 years later. And when they did, Caleb stood on Hebron, the land that he had gone to survey 40 years before, and said, hey, Joshua, you remember what Moses said? Remember what God said? This is my land. Give me my mountain. He wasn't polite about it. I kind of picture him saying with a bit of attitude. There was no please in that statement. He said, give me my mountain. You know, when you truly believe something is yours, you take it. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent shall take it by force. When you know what's yours, you're not polite about it. Say, hey, this is mine. That healing is mine. Devil, you're not touching this marriage. This marriage is restored in the name of Jesus. Give me my marriage. Give me my house. Melbourne is not yours. It belongs to God. Give me this city. This is our territory. We're taking what's ours. We're not holding back. We're taking what's ours. We believe it with everything that we have. See, Caleb, believe that. To believe is to receive. To receive is to believe. We have to believe it. There's a story in the New Testament about a man who went up to Jesus and asked, Jesus, can you please heal my son? And Jesus said, what do you mean, can I? Of course I can. But the question is, do you believe that I can? I love his response. So the Bible is a book of truth, but I think this man here responded with so much truth that we can all relate to. He's like, you know what, Jesus? I've heard about you healing so many people. Maybe I've seen your miracles on Instagram. Maybe I watched it on TikTok. I heard it on a sermon on YouTube. I heard it at Planet Shakers Church. I know you heal people. So I believe. But if I can be honest, I have a bit of unbelief as well. I believe, but help my unbelief. See, God is not looking for perfection because he knows he'll never find it in us. But he's looking for people who would say, God, I believe. I believe you're all here because you believe. But if you can be honest, sometimes we fight unbelief. And all God wants us to do is to release the unbelief to him. Release that fear to him. As you let go, you receive. You know, Wednesday I went to Urban Life and I heard a great testimony that I'd heard many years ago, but the leader there just felt to share that testimony. And I believe it was because so I can share it to you all as well today. And for a long time, her and her husband were believing for a child. And literally 6 years went by and they couldn't have a child. They tried everything they could. And there came a season when God was challenging her, hey, listen, you need to let this go. Trust me. Trust my timing. Trust me that I'm able to make it happen. And she came for Beautiful Conference 4 years ago and really had a powerful encounter with God. Literally, that type of encounter whereby she just fainted on her own. And when she came back to her senses, she just felt this release that she'd really given it to God. And there was this peace in her heart saying, man, God, you are able. You've got this. I won't let this consume me. Fast forward a few days later, she was feeling a little dizzy. She decided to take a pregnancy test. She took one test and she was pregnant. She's like, nah, surely not. Took another test. Lo and behold, she was pregnant again. You know, God is faithful. God is faithful. She's sharing this testimony at Urban Life with 2 kids later. 4 years later, 2 kids later. One of them sleeping on the couch. The other one was about 2, watching, you know, with great intensity as if he can understand what's happening. And when I heard that testimony, of course, we praise God for the breakthrough. But I could literally picture her receiving her inheritance the minute she surrendered it to God. The minute she let go, she received it. So whatever you need today, trust God that as you let go, you begin to receive. See, Caleb received his inheritance. It was in him. It was in him before he stepped onto Hebron. It was in him so much so that when he did step onto Hebron, he knew that that land was his. Those same giants they saw 40 years earlier, they were still there. But when they crossed over, he's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll go there. I'll drive them out. Now, this man was 85 years old by that time. But there was no shadow of doubt within him, because he knew the same God who did it before in Israel, in Egypt, the same God who saw us throughout the desert, the same one who's going to see me through as I step into Hebron and claim my inheritance and take my inheritance. So you're here today. I just want to invite us all to stand up. You're here today and you know that there are areas you're believing for victory in your life. See, this is not just a word because we don't have any other word to declare over us as a church. This is a prophetic declaration. A word can be released, but we have to receive and let go of whatever things that are standing in the way of us receiving that word. Victory is yours. Certain victory is yours. It's guaranteed. It's done. Finished. Finito. Complete. It's yours. But we have to receive it.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.